Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is guest host Sharon Lynn Wyeth sitting in for Daniel Brigman today. My first hour guest, Michael Horn, has over 40 years of experience as a science researcher and began his study and research into the UFO pre-contacts of Billy Meyer in 1979. And he was such a fascinating guest, and he is in such demand that with more information, people want to know more. So he kindly said he would stay for another hour because all of us cannot just get enough of what Billy Meyer had said, especially for these diseases, what's coming next, how do we prepare ourselves, what do we really need to do. It's just amazing the number of emails that I am already receiving through my website, knowthename.com, and requesting more information about Billy Meyer and what he has to say. You know, Billy Meyer first warned us about the damage to the ozone layer from the A-bomb explosions. He first started telling us about the destruction of the earth through digging for oil and fracking. And he said that with the fracking, that's going to cause more earthquakes. And you think about all the fracking that's been happening in Texas and in Oklahoma. And Oklahoma right now is getting more earthquakes on a regular basis than almost anywhere else in the United States. And it's just amazing what Billy Meyer has said over the years. The Henoc prophecies, there's books out literally on the Henoc prophecies, and as you're reading them, it is almost scary to be reading what's going on or what's coming up next about the Henoc prophecies and what they say is in store for us if we don't turn this around, if we don't start listening. And it's almost as if almost everything we've been taught is disinformation. And I sometimes look at that and say, why can't we have the truth? Why can't we know what's supposed to be going on? You know, why is it so bad just to say, hey, there's a difference of opinion over here? You know, why isn't our media giving us that? So, Michael, I'm so pleased you agreed to stay on with us. The emails I'm receiving are just incredible, and I'm so delighted you get to explain even more. So, at the end of the last hour, you were telling us about what's coming next, and we're talking about this disease that we have. So if you could fill us in on more information on what we can do individually to protect ourselves and our loved ones, what you would suggest that we do, how we can also help spread the information about what needs to happen with this disease and how to protect ourselves, and what false information is out there that people think they're good and they're not. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to try to do that. And again, I'm basing in my answer, my response, I'm presenting, reiterating, and in my own life, applying the information from Billy Meyer and the Pleiaren human extraterrestrial race with whom he's been in contact for almost 80 years. So to answer about what, you know, what's coming with this disease and what we should do, well, it's focusing on what we should do. Because there is no cure at this time, there may be some drugs and some protocols that help some people, and that's up to medical personnel to research, to develop, to try, and of course they would benefit even far more immensely if they were vetting the information from Billy Meyer and acknowledging that this information is worth their time, and people might want to start looking at the things that we've already corroborated. I'm not expecting they're going to do that because of the suppression, national, international, local level. I've had this information, I'll just tell you this, pressed in Arizona. On March 5th of last year, I began sending throughout the state from the governor on down through the medical community, the educational people, the media, ABC News, local newspaper, to a person, suppressed, ignored, refused to investigate, refused to interview, refused to report, refused to even call it a hoax because they have to keep it unknown to you. You are not allowed to know that there is an advanced race. It's not coming now to conquer us. It's not coming here to meet with us. It doesn't care to get down in the midst of our crazy. They've had a very, very lengthy self-obligated mission going back thousands and thousands of years to do a certain type of thing to try to help us survive ourselves, to help us assure our very threatened future survival. And this, according to the information, is a race that has plenty of its own history of knowing how crazy can set you off as a race, how you have to reorganize your entire civilization, your thinking and everything else when you've gone so far off the edge. But we're not going to worry about them at this point. Getting back to this answer, while there are different protocols and different approaches, why some people think, well, if you only take ivermectin or do or this or that, fine. We're told there is no one, there's no vaccine against. How can you have a vaccine against all of these mutations and variants? I'm not a doctor, and I couldn't figure that one out. And I've talked to doctors who said, hey, how are you going to do that? You know, same question. You can't really. This is not to promote fear. We've had incompetence from the top down since day one, and certainly the leadership of this country when this pandemic, when this disease hit, was beyond incompetent. What was it, 400,000 cases occurred under the watch of the last president? So this isn't political either. It doesn't matter. And I'm not a cheerleader for Joe Biden and the Playarn people and Billy Meyer aren't Democrats or Republicans. They're talking about things as they are. Let's go back then to the simple solution. Number one, self-isolating. If you live with other people and you've been together for months, these are the people that you're ostensibly safe with, so long as you don't expose yourselves to further risk. We do and need to do other things. We need to get food. We need to have, we have vehicles that need occasionally some gas, even if we're driving less. We have all of these things that take place where we are not living in bubbles. And then we have to have good masks, like N or KN95 are among the ones recommended. Some masks are out there that are antiviral, et cetera. We have to clean our hands and make sure that we are not coming in close contact with people. There was one article from some scientists online saying that 6 feet isn't enough. 60 feet or 6 feet is no difference in terms of potential exposure to this disease. We are stymied in our minds and our thinking because as human beings, especially in America and in industrialized countries, we think, well, we've got these weapons, we've got these missiles. We don't have a missile anywhere on Earth that can kill what's basically at this point an invisible, you know, organism. It's not even a living thing. You can't kill a virus. Viruses aren't living things. So you have to deactivate them and all the rest of this. So the basics here are super, super important. Resist the temptation to go out and eat in public places where people don't have their masks on, or resist the temptation to gather, go to concerts and events and all. If you want to, be prudent. In other words, yes, we know all about, well, the economy. And, you know, I was dealing with a person named Joe Galley at the Flagstaff City Council, and he was talking about, well, the economy, this and the economy. I said, you know, Joe, the last I recall, dead people didn't buy and didn't sell anything. However, the only thing that I recall they do is vote multiple times in Chicago, where I'm from. It was, you know, Well, they've been dead for decades, but they're still voting. Bless their little hearts. So we've got to understand that people who think too materialistically, look, we all are vulnerable economically. You know, yes, except maybe some people who are sitting on a very high level and they are a higher profit or they're not affected economically as most people are. But you can't have policies that should prioritize public health and safety that are based on those economic considerations. This, we think that, well, just because we don't like something or it's bad or whatever, we should determine, you know, well, let's declare that it's over and go out and behave as we did prior to any kind of incidents like this. Well, that isn't the way this works. It's not the way life works. It's not the way anything works in the midst of a pandemic, the numbers for which are grossly underestimated and bad enough at the reported levels. Again, we try to and other people whenever possible. Come home, immediately wash hands. If you feel you've been too close and in contact, wash your face. Take off your outer clothing or any clothing that you're wearing that would have been immediately, brushed against. Think, be a little paranoid. It's your life. It's your health. This is not a cold. It isn't the flu. And all of the unfortunate imbeciles that have done this service to people with it's a scamdemic. I've got a friend I know. I don't know what's gotten into this guy's head. Scamdemic. And he bought into that whole thing, even while, there's such clear evidence this is anything but a scam. There will come, unfortunately, times in the not so distant future when this type of a thing is done deliberately to reduce populations involuntarily, if you will, because, and that's another element, but it's at the core of everything. Actually, overpopulation is at the core of everything, but every time you try to bring that up as something to reason through, people have knee-jerk reactions and think you're talking about eugenics and wanting to annihilate people. You put too many organisms in any kind of a finite space and things degrade and deteriorate. That's a core. But we could do an entire show on it. There's a really wonderful film that a friend of mine is doing, and it just explains this better, where people can start to understand that the concerned people that recognize this are not out to kill you and your family. They're really out to show you the cause and effect, because at the core of everything, the immutable universal law of cause and effect rules the day. And when we come back to this idea, well, how do we really protect ourselves? Well, we don't share food with people. We don't share drink and water with people. I mean, these things are going to kind of become really obvious. If you're isolating, self-isolating as much as possible, and in some environments, it's obviously a lot harder to live than in others. If you're living in a crowded city, if you live in a high rise, if you live in big apartment complexes, you've got a lot more challenges than people that might live in a more rural area. They'll have their challenges too, because this is also the type of a disease that can affect and be passed through animals and insects even. Some of this was already recognized in terms of the animals, but all of this was presented last year, in this material, and only subsequently are the scientists, the know-it-alls, I guess cats and dogs can get it. There's things like bird flu that can be on the agenda coming too. So this is not about doom and gloom or scaring people. What we should be scared about, if anything, is the incompetence of the people that we have allowed to attain and rise to positions of leadership and rulership and all of this. In the Meyer material, again, they foretold vaccines are going to be rushed through, and there will be certain parties in different countries who will do this, who are even in governmental positions, who will facilitate, secretly help to facilitate, because they will have ownership in some of these products. I think it was 4 weeks ago or something in Germany, three politicians had to resign cold because it was exposed. They found that those people had some kind of a relationship to one of the companies manufacturing vaccines. We're in a time in which we have to certainly practice what's one of the foundations of what they call the creation energy or spiritual teaching. That is to see things as they are. If we pretend things are not what they are, it's just going to further deteriorate down, 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 and down. We have, unfortunately, throughout history, been conditioned to turn over our personal responsibility. Remember, we started first show talking about self-responsibility 100%. We've turned it over to governmental people, religious leaders, media people, all sorts of people outside of us. We've been told to trust people, or we've been told to believe certain things, that belief alone is going to get us through it. Well, in this material, the extraterrestrials and Mayans, they never say they believe anything. They say, we know. We don't know. We don't know. We know. And they basically, look, if you think if we as human beings of Earth will ever become a true space traveling race, we can't go on beliefs of how we think we're going to get someplace. It's any more than if you get on an airplane, you want to know that the pilot walks in and says, I believe I can fly this thing. He gets in the cockpit and everybody's, you know, gripping. He's certified. He's demonstrated that he can do that thing. He was instructed. He studied. He had a teaching that taught him how to fly, including personnel and equipment and books and whatever. He learned. He graduated through that. He was competently certified to fly. Well, there's good pilots and bad pilots, but for the most part, the track record probably is that most certified pilots, highest percentage, are qualified to fly. So these folks that give Billy Meyer the information, they have to know the facts about what happens when you attain this speed with a craft and that speed, and how do you get from here to there, or how do you enter time travel? It's not guessing and belief. So they apparently live their lives on the same basis. They want to learn what's true, what's factual. We need to know what's factually accurate and true in regards to this disease. I will tell you right now, unless they shut down my blog for doing this, which someone just reported that they couldn't find the latest posting that I put up on Facebook. Okay. We have published it in English. Other people picked it up. So it's starting to get out through a community of people that follow the Meyer material. And it's published, of course, in German and in other languages. But the overall global is a suppression of this material. And think about it. They're suppressing your access to determine for yourself whether or not there's anything in here of value to you. This is free, by the way. We're not selling any of this information. It's all free. We're not telling you to believe any of it. We're telling you to find out. I was contacted a year ago, I think it was this month, physician in New York City who'd become familiar with the Meyer material. And on top of that, as soon as we published that information from March 5th that I spoke about in the earlier show, the February 25th information, he saw it a few days later than maybe March 1st. When he was telling his co-workers, his associates, his family about this and saying, look, this is the real deal. He's on the front lines in New York City since the beginning of the pandemic. I just heard from him. He has family in India and relatives. They are all just grieving and going crazy here because of the obviously what's going on internationally with this. And he was interviewed on Al Jazeera News actually twice, and he put it out there. The only thing he didn't mention was Billy Meyer, so that he didn't lose his job. But everything he was talking about, this is the asymptomatic carriers, this thing going through children and infants, and you know, the lockdown and the mask, everything, and the hermetically sealed. He did a whole thing about we need to have these hermetically sealed environments. Now, I did a blog, and I'm rapidly shooting this out, so you'll understand the frustration of any of us who've been thinking this through. The combined wealth of the multi-billionaires in this country exceeds $10 trillion. That includes the former president, many people, Bloomberg, all these people, right? Now, if the patriots here, the patriots that tell you you're a patriot if you believe their story, these multi-billionaires had come together and said, look, we need to contain this thing. We will retrofit hospitals with hermetically sealed environments, quarantines, or we will build special facilities, hermetically sealed. We're going to outfit all of these frontline workers in hazmat suits so this thing does not get out. We can afford to do this, a couple weeks of income here, and we've done the country. Do you think any one of those people stepped forward? Do you think any of them ever looked into this information or responded? Because I know that my friend there sent it to people.
Don't Which is just me. So sad. It's so sad that personal needs or greed or whatnot is taking more importance than what I consider common sense and consideration for your fellow human being.
It's the nutshell right there, and unfortunately, it's valued. We look up to people who, wow, he's a millionaire and a billionaire and this, that. But we never think anything through. I mean, it's like, look, there's nothing wrong with wealth. There are good people who are wealthy and do good things. It isn't like money equals evil. Let's be realistic and honest here. It's just that when you have unnecessarily excessive focus on amassing what you cannot effectively utilize in your lifetime, not only just for yourself, but for the benefit. Why would we withhold the benefit of what a country has helped a person through its circumstances and laws and all the rest to attain? Why would that person not want to find a way to actively help improve that country, especially in a time of great need? And that we don't have to stop with thinking about last year and what they didn't do. This thing is with us. It's not too late for hermetically sealed quarantines. It's not too late to properly equip all of the frontline medical workers and anybody in that chain of experience working in the medical communities to be protected. That's an investment in your survival. But the greed, the selfishness, you just talked about it, this is what overrides the sense of the connection to life. This life that we're in, this connection to this life we're in, we're all in this together. This is, we're on a ball of cosmic lint floating around here in the middle of nowhere. And we inflate our importance in our lives, and we worship the wealth and the bling and the celebrity. Okay, fine. But how about finding out what life is about? I mentioned the immutable law of cause and effect. This is upon us. For reasons that go back a long time. Now I'll go back. I mentioned the Henoch prophecies and things that were coming. There's more in there about clones and laser weapons. This originated with the prophet Enoch 13,000 years ago, foretelling. All the play Aaron did is put in there the contemporary names of the entities, the countries, which didn't exist at that time. And Henoch couldn't say, well, Russia, to tell you, this country. The prophet Jeremiah made predictions, and from that time on, in the Mayan system,
okay, hold that thought, Michael. This is the Power Hour, and we will be right back with Michael Horn and Sharon Lynn Wyeth right after this break.
There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
This week only, we're offering 10% off all products found at thepowermall.com. That's right, 10% off all Power Mall products through the end of the week. That's 10% off all Power Mall products, excluding all drop-shipped items. Call Jay right now at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or as always, buy from the good guys, buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, offer valid, this week only.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back. This is the Power Hour. You're listening to Sharon Lynn Wyeth, who is sitting in for Daniel Brigman. And my guest is Michael Horn, who is the United States representative for Billy Meier. So to conclude this piece on the pandemic so we don't run it into the ground, is every person just takes responsibility for themselves and does as much as they can to self-isolate, stay clean, and all of that, that's the really foregone conclusion that enough people are going to have to do that to survive. Are there some areas of the country, we were talking during the break, that it really depends on the community and what the community is able to do, whether that area will survive or not?
Yeah, well, there are a number of things related to that. remember, I mentioned Sturgis when we were speaking about the motorcycle rally there. 400,000 people get together. Some of them catch it. Some of them show symptoms very quickly. Some may or may still be or may have been asymptomatic. But this is a symptom of thoughtlessness and selfishness and arrogance on the part of people where we decide, oh, that doesn't apply to me. Yes, the simplest things, we can't guarantee that there are people that have done the best they can also to do these things, and somehow they came in contact with it, they caught it, maybe before they started to self-isolate, they had picked up the disease, it was asymptomatic. This isn't about blaming people for becoming ill. I hope to not get it. We all hope to not get this. But while we hope, we have to do the things to the best of our ability to prevent that. And two things on it. I mentioned briefly before the break, Jeremiah, beginning with these old prophets, they used a term, rampantly spreading disease. That always referred to a disease that would go epidemic or pandemic in nature. And they were already talking and predicting these for these times, going back thousands of years. And one last thing about what people can do if they want. This might sound a little off the charts, but I had interactions with the CEO and director of an organization called SETI, supposedly the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. I reminded him through interactions online and in emails and on my blog that for over 10 years I have provided SETI with ironclad proof, evidence independently analyzed, peer-reviewed evidence and analyses and all of the ongoing contacts with Billy Meier. In his response to me online, he refused to refer to this. And other people picked up on this and called him out, and so he took his marbles and went home. We started a petition to get SETI to acknowledge and reveal the fact that they know this information. They know that these contacts are going on, but they pull in tens of millions of dollars a year from public funding through NASA and other things to not find what they claim they're looking for, which is sitting in their email boxes for 10, 11 years and all the rest of it. We created a petition that they should reveal this so that the COVID information can be made known to people. SETI, our wonderful, contact with extraterrestrial BS organization, has this information, including the COVID information, and we've created a petition. It's linked from They Fly blog. Don't send money. Find it, sign it, share it. We need to force this organization to help you, to help us, to help the American people know the truth, certainly about a real extraterrestrial contact case and what they're trying to do to help us, and the COVID info. So that's a wrap-up on that one.
So we're being told that there is that UFOs and contacts is going to come out this June. Is that a farce? Is that a made-up bunch of stuff from extraterrestrial contacts, but not real?
It's actually worse than a farce. I did a video where I said this guy, Lou Elizondo happens to be a military intelligence guy who has been involved for some time with so-called advanced aerial investigation threat assessment, something, big fancy title, through the Pentagon, going back to about 2007. And so he's one of the people that came forward recently with a guy, Tom DeLonge. Some people will know this name. He's a rock and roller who got interested in UFOs, and he thought he was being let in on all the truth by all these supposedly former spooks for the U.S. government, like Lou Elizondo. And Lou Elizondo helped Tom and some people come together and create an organization called To the Stars Academy, and none of them would mention Billy Meyer. None of them would mention the man with the most incredible independently authenticated UFO photos, films, and video and all that, going back decades before Photoshop. They wouldn't breathe his name, but they kept upping the ante with, UFO. And then the threat assessment, that was a term they started to use earlier in the year. Threat assessment, threat assessment, threat assessment. Now, just as of even this morning, I had published a blog yesterday showing that this is all a very deliberate, calculated ploy from the intelligence agencies to move the United States of America into an aggressive war with Russia and China. And by the way, that prophet Jeremiah talked about the results of that war, as did Henoch.
Which is what?
He referred to the way he described this country in a sentence, as I recall, a muddy swamp. That was what resulted for this country from that overextension, a muddy swamp. And in the Henoch prophecies that we went into briefly in the last show, they also described the weaponry that would be used against our country, which would include fire cylinders and horrendous tornadoes, weather weapons that would burn and flood this country, along with biological, chemical. All the countries, all the major powers developed these kinds of things that we are now being plagued with, these bioweapons. And nobody is an angel in this regard. And the Russians have, in many cases, they have some far more advanced technologies than we do. Along with the Chinese, they have numbers of weapons and people we don't. It's not to start creating crazy fear thing here. The agenda of the U.S. government and the way they've infiltrated the stupid UFO community, brain-dead people who chase lights in the sky, the agenda is to push our country into a war, a dead-end war. And that has a lot to do with the U.S. dollar. And that was explained to me in 2006 by Billy Meyer when I asked him, Billy, is the That Iraq war, was that fundamentally about oil? Very specifically, he said, no, fundamentally, it's about your dollar. And if things go a certain way, you may as well roll cigarettes with your paper money. The video that I reported on that is on YouTube from 2006. I didn't just make it up. And, of course, in the last show, I mentioned that he already elaborated on the coming global financial crash and what that's going to do to people, and the people in America are going to be completely dispossessed, and the government will turn against the people who rebel against us. This is not, you know, fun and games, and the poor people that are sucked into this UFO thing, when they never ask if there really are extraterrestrials visiting on Earth and in contact with a man. What's the reason? Why would advanced beings come here hundreds of millions of light years or whatever and start talking to a guy? They're not meeting with our governments. Gee, I wonder why. But they're talking to this guy, a one-armed man in Switzerland who's published 45,000 pages initially in German, typing it all out with one hand while he goes on these meetings with these people, takes the photos and the films, and people try and kill him in the meantime, and he's raising a family and putting together a nonprofit publishing group. I mean, oh, of course, he's hoaxed the whole thing. That's what the skeptics will want you to believe if you search Billy Meyer's name. So we've been played so badly, and when the folks in this country realize how they've been sold out from the bottom up through this political system, sold out. Do you think that Donald Trump, and look, again, I don't care, Republican, Democrat, do you think that man really gives a damn about anybody but himself and his own interests? He was in a position to help with this pandemic, with medical, could have donated $1 billion himself personally to medical equipment and all this stuff. It wouldn't have noticed it. Instead, he denies it's a serious problem. It'll be over by November 4th. I mean, it doesn't matter. And for those people that say, oh, well, Biden's going to solve everything, it's going to be more of the same, because he's connected to this military intelligence complex here, as is Kamala Harris. I don't care. I'm not looking to these people to solve my life problems and to protect me. They're not going to protect the country. They're going to get this country into a dead end, terrible, terrible war. Unless people wake up and say, hey, no, we need to take care of ourselves. We flood our country with people who just haven't learned to be responsible in their own countries. I don't care what country they come from or what language they speak. If you're fleeing here, and this was predicted as far back as the 40s by Meyer's teacher, this is going to ultimately be 300 million plus refugees worldwide barging through countries because they've overbred. They have no means of supporting their families. They have no means for work. Because they've overpopulated, they strip their country's environmental resources for food. And this is cause and effect at work, people. This isn't the divine hand publishing somebody or rewarding somebody. That isn't how life works. And it's fine if that's how you believe life works and you're comfortable with it. But I'm not living that way. I don't believe in things. I want to find out what's true. And if I believe something, if I do have a belief and it isn't true and somebody straightens me out, I should be grateful for that, because it means I can evolve my thinking. I can progress in my consciousness and what people like to call spiritual development, whatever, and probably be a happier person and help more people just by what's true, going towards the truth. And we are in a place now where we...
You were talking earlier that so many of the religions or the teachings or the philosophies or the facts that great people shared with us, okay, like Jeremiah, like Emmanuel, like Muhammad, Elijah, and Enoch, and now Billy, and you said that everything has been perverted. So if that's understandable, then that means that the Bible and that religion has also been confiscated and changed as it came through. Would you agree with that?
Well, I can say this very simply. According to the information in the case, all of the holy books have been altered. That's why Billy's here. That's why any of the previous prophets. Billy's not a glamorous, you know, firebrand on a horse swinging a sword, nor is he turning over tables in the temples. His mission is, during this electronic age, to bring the same teaching that it started with, you know, when Hanak was bringing it forward, and the subsequent prophets, Ezekiel, Isaiah, and all that. The same thing, but this time in the electronic age where so many people can read and write, it's going to be made available to people in the unadulterated form. This is an interesting thing you mentioned, because Billy published something called the Talmud Emmanuel, and that first came out in German in about, I think, 1974. What's the story on that? According to the information here, Billy Meyer and an ex-Greek Orthodox priest in 1964 or 5 are led telepathically by the Pleiaron to a place on the outskirts of Old Jerusalem. It's like a little hillside or a burn, and they see at the base of it there's a hole to go through. Now, the ex-Greek Orthodox priest had been there before. He'd found it, and he knew Billy. Okay, they dig their way in, and they find this ancient tomb with stone, you know, chunks of stone on the floor for the flooring. And somehow Billy Meyer knows they're supposed to start upturning those stones because there's something to find. And indeed, they find resin-encrusted animal skin-wrapped scrolls, like flat parchment scrolls, written in Aramaic. And they find little figurines and a few other artifacts there. Meyer had been told long ago that this was something that was going to happen in his lifetime, and he would learn more when it was time. The Greek Orthodox priest could read and write Aramaic, and Meyer entrusted him with these scrolls. He took them back to his home in Jerusalem, and he began the translation process. Fast forward a bit. In about 1974, somewhere in there, he has sent Meyer the translated portion that he could do, along with a letter saying, I've got to leave town. There's some powerful people in a couple of the major religions here found out I've got something of interest, and they're after me. And he takes the scrolls and his family, and they go into a refugee village in Lebanon. Interestingly enough, Meyer finds out that within a few days of their being in that village, the Israelis, for no apparent reason, bomb and destroy the entire village as much as they could. And he learns that this man, Issa Rashid, and his family escape with their lives, but not with the scrolls. Meyer had been sent the translation of that portion of which that he could. And then, of course, Meyer learns a few years later, that's in 74, that the man has ostensibly been machine gunned to death in Baghdad by elements of the Mossad, according to the information in the case. So what is this document? What is this Talmud of Manuel? Well, it gets published in German. Then in about 1990, it gets published in English, and it attracts the attention of James Dierdorf, a professor at Oregon State University. I think he's a meteorologist at the time, as well as teaching and or studying comparative religions. He says, oh my, looks like another Bible hoax to me. Let me add it. A year and change later, he publishes a book called Celestial Teachings. And the bottom line is, he says in that book, the Talmud of Manuel is the original writing and teaching of the man that we know as Jesus, who was actually named Emmanuel, and upon which the book of Matthew is based. The Talmud Emmanuel resolves over 350 inconsistencies in the book of Matthew, 200 or so of which weren't even known at the time this book was or being discussed at the time the Talmud is published. And he says, okay, I've taken sentence by sentence. He does a sentence by sentence comparison, Matthew and Emmanuel. And you'll find certain things, well, they're just about exactly the same. Other things are very different. And the bottom line on this book, and the new final translation of this just came out a couple of years ago, we have it. It's mind-boggling. There were 17 female disciples. They never made their way in here. They never made their way in. Judas, the real Judas Iscariath, was the true scribe and friend of Emmanuel, who was betrayed by a man named Judah Ehariot, who was the son of a Pharisee. I think I got his name right. And we find out, and here, this is where the thing blew James Deardorff's mind, of course, because it explains that Emmanuel knows he's going to be crucified and that there are healers coming in from India who will enter through the rear entrance of the tomb and minister to him for 3 days, at the conclusion of which Gabriel will indeed roll aside the rock and he will come out healed, and he will be there for his disciples, who will think he's, you know, what's happening? He's, well, touch my thigh, I'm here, I'm fine, and I'm getting out of town. Because according to the story, that means that Emmanuel, a.k.a. incorrectly known as Jesus Christ, a man for whom, by the way, there is no existing biography. We have religious books based decades later on rumors about his life and events. There's not one biography written by a contemporary biographer. This was pointed out to me by a friend of mine from Texas, for a man named Jesus Christ, Jesus anything at that time. Okay, fine. We're told he survives the crucifixion. He and his family leave town. They go through different countries like Afghanistan, Pakistan. His mother, Mary, dies when he's about 38. She becomes ill and dies. He moves on with his brother James, Mary Magdalene, who was one of the disciples, not his lover. However, he goes to Srinagar in India finally. And at the age of 45 or so, he marries an Indian woman and bears him numerous descendants, one of whom is named Joseph, who 70 years after the crucifixion brings the rewritten true teaching that Judas copies down again and brings it and sequesters it in this ancient tomb, not ancient at the time, but ancient to us now, so that Billy Meyer, 2,000 years later, with Issa Rashid, is going to find the scrolls and get at least a chunk of them translated, which ultimately, eventually, will bring facts to people of many religions so that they can see what was really written at that time according to the information in this case. So, to address your question, certainly they're saying, no, none of our holy books have it right, and this was always a power grab from the beginning whenever a religion was formed around teaching, be it Judaism, Christianity, Islam, and unrelated religions such as Hinduism and even Buddhism, which was a complete falsification of the real teaching of Buddha. The information in the Meyer case about who Buddha was and all this, and how falsely they've corrupted Buddhism, created all sorts of weird, superstitious stuff. So that's the position that's presented here. And it's not presented to, Billy doesn't attack people for their beliefs. He says, look, I will tell you that here's how we feel about this stuff, because we've got the history of this going back thousands and thousands of years. And you're free to determine to yourself the truth, and do not turn against people in your world. Do not persecute people who think and believe other than you. He said that, unfortunately, has been a hallmark of religions for the longest time, and it's coming back. He spoke about anti-Semitism, because some people said, oh, he must be an anti-Semite because he's criticized, you know, the foundation of Israel so strongly. Well, they simply, if you read the Old Testament, I didn't know this. I opened the Old Testament because I'm thinking, wow, this is really harsh against the Israelites and Judaism. But wait a minute. Yeah, and one day they killed 25,000 people. They took these lands. A not really glorious origin for a people. But it's been portrayed that way when a religion was created around it. So it is said in the Talmud of Emmanuel that Emmanuel confronts the scribes and the Pharisees of his time because he knows what's coming. And he says, just as you have persecuted the true prophets before me, and you will persecute me, there comes a true prophet after me in 500 years, and you will persecute him as well. And his teaching of truth will be falsified as mine will, and will be turned into a false and evil cult whose distant followers will give the distant descendants of your people No peace until the end of time, unless and until they make a just and honorable peace with the distant descendants of the rightful owners of these lands that were stolen by your ancestors. Oh, boy, you think that's going over well in Judaism? My eyes bugged out of my head on that one. I thought, wow, okay, I opened the Old Testament, and it basically tells you that that's what they did. So this is not going to be solved in 2 minutes. If the prophecies and predictions about what's coming, with they told him, and even Emmanuel said it, in the coming time there will be one more prophet like me, a simple man in a far northern country who will once again spread the truth. And he too will be reviled and attacked and defamed, but he will persevere and he will bring the same truth that the prophets of all times have tried to bring, and this time over a long period of time, finally, the teaching will, you know, set. It'll be grabbed to study and analyzed and practiced and tested, and people will eventually grasp the truth about life and how it works and how they mustn't do this to themselves and to each other and be so brutal and crazy that the universe is not a place of punishment, place of love, if we apply it right.
And didn't one of the prophets say that Billy Myers was the last of this lineage that they would bring to the earth to try to wake us up?
Yeah, Billy is the seventh and final prophet. They knew for the longest time, they knew this isn't going to go great, but we've got to keep trying until the age of the electronic digital world, whereby people would be reading and and spreading information and finding out, because these books of Billy's, only one or two are in digital form. The others are in book form. You get that book for yourself. You read it. You hold it in your hands. You can close it when you want to and all. But they said that is the best way to learn. And strangely enough, I'm one of the first people to originate ebooks in 1995. I thought it would be the greatest thing. It's a whole other story. But they're saying, no, read it. Hold it in your hand.
And that gives us our time. I just wish that this could continue. Michael, we are so appreciative of you coming. Again, if you want to know more, it's theyflyblog.com. Theyflyblog.com. You can know more about Billy Meyer. You can contact Michael. It's just amazing what is coming out through Billy Meyer. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth. My own website is knowthename.com. Thank you for tuning in, and Daniel Brigman will be back next week. Thank you. And the lover of my soul, Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Cause of Sharon, He is Yahweh. The righteous Son, He is Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.